views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
Aw, thank you, honey. And we're happy to have you with us, too. Our very handsome, intuitive co-host, Daryl.
Thank you.
Well, what a beautiful day, huh? Finally, it's as if all the rain has decided to go bye-bye.
For a day or so.
Yeah, for a day or so. Well, regardless if it was raining or not, we have a really special show today. One that's very near and dear to my heart. It pertains to marriage and longevity in marriage and how people manage to achieve that, which is very difficult in this day and age when you consider what a disposable, transient culture we really have. It seems like the minute there are any kind of problems in a relationship, what happens? People go in different directions and they're heading for the hills. So I want to introduce, and it is with great honor, Gigi and Jerry Toman, who have joined us today. Last Saturday, they celebrated their 33rd wedding anniversary. Congratulations, Gigi and Jerry.
Thank you very much.
It's wonderful to have you here because I'm sure you have lots of words of wisdom to share with all of us.
Oh, man.
And I know it didn't come out of fortune cookies or, you know, as a present from Finger Hut.
Yeah.
You had to actually work at it.
Yeah, it's a work in progress at all times.
Oh, I love that.
You know, the biggest thing for me that I have found why we have longevity is we've become best friends. Therefore, our communication is there. And as long as we're communicating, we're surviving. No matter what the situation is, as long as we communicate, hey, things are going to work out.
Jerry, thank you for kicking off the start of the show with that, because I will tell you, as someone who has provided what I call compassionate counseling using a deck of ordinary playing cards for intuitive perception, I have found communication is the key to it all, whether it's work in a work situation, in a love relationship. Too many times people just don't open up, or we try to be on our best behavior and you know what's going to happen. Eventually they're going to see your dirty underwear. Eventually they're going to smell your nasty morning breath. So I think you're right. Get it out there. Talk. Communicate.
Yeah. And also, friendship is the best basis for a marriage.
Exactly. When I conduct readings for those who are dating, it is definitely friendship is the best foundation in the world for true lasting relationship. And Miss Gigi, you're sitting over here very quiet. So I think we should get a pearl of wisdom from you too.
Well, I don't know about the pearl, but I do know that 33 years ago, we're at a whole different place than where we are now. And a lot of what we've learned along the road came from experiential learning. What blew up in our faces when we didn't talk then became something we do different each time.
And I have known you. I've known these people every step of the 33 years that they were married. And I knew you before. And here's the thing. They weren't easy steps. There's been some rough and rocky roads these two have had to travel together. So I don't want to give the impression that, look at them. They're so special. They've never had any difficulty.
Oh, no. There's been a lot of rocks in our road, for sure.
And a few boulders, too.
Yeah,
and a few
mountains. Definitely.
A few mountains.
Yes.
Yeah.
But through our friendship and communication, we've been able to overcome those mountains. I mean, they still exist right now. And we work on them every day. And sometimes we tumble back down that mountain, but then we look at each other and we say, okay, we're going to talk. And we talk. And we start recovering. What I say by recovering is our friendship recovers. So therefore, our marriage recovers. It's not all, like you said, laughter and gaiety all the time, because it's not. It can't be. We're two different people. There's some situations that we look at totally different. We come from different paths, and therefore we look at them differently. But if we communicate about it, we learn each other's position, and we learn how the other person feels, and therefore, we're able to have a better understanding of that other person.
And you also, though, have had a very difficult hardship in terms of your disability, which was work-related many years ago.
Yes.
And you've had to incorporate that into your marriage and learn how to deal with the struggle. And now, Gigi, this is where you get to shine, because this is her career path, where you should share with everyone what you do for a living.
Well, I work for a nonprofit company who has about 30-some different foster homes. We serve individuals with mental health issues, physical, cognitive disabilities. I'm a manager of four different homes, and I guess I look at it as very fortunate, because I oversee a farm of 160 acres,
wow,
which works with eight individuals with fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, and they're young men, ages between 20 to 40, did nothing in their life to deserve the disability. They were born with it, because mothers drank during pregnancy and didn't realize that this disability would harm
their child.
Absolutely. Then I have a home that's intensive care facility for developmentally disabled. So a lot of individuals with physical disabilities, that can't do things for themselves, that we're the caretakers, but they're still a person. They're still there. They still have dreams and goals and desires. And so it's up to us to find support to help them get up in the morning like we all do, with reasons for living. And then I work with children that have autism spectrum disorder. So with those folks, they can't talk. They use sign language. They need help with processing information and things like that. So that's what I did before I met Jerry. And then Jerry's disability, which is a physical disability, 5 back surgeries. It has been wearing on our marriage.
Yeah, well, it's things that I can't do anymore that I used to be able to do. Typical things around the household. And what's been so wonderful about my wife is she has picked up the slack, even though she has a very demanding job, very, very demanding job. She still comes home and does the things that I can't do. And it's so appreciated by me that.
So she's bearing a lot of responsibility here.
Absolutely.
Out there in the professional world, then she comes home. What I've observed, though, is that she's extremely patient with you.
Oh, yes.
And she treats you with a great deal of respect. And that's yes. one thing we wanted to get across on the show today, and we will be doing readings intertwined during this discussion, is that those who have disabilities are still very much conscious, living, breathing, you know,
people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know.
They need to be respected for their wishes and desires as well. So, absolutely.
We're going to have to go to a break here. And I believe we have someone waiting in the wings for a reading. So what we're going to do, though, is we're going to keep talking to Gigi and Jerry Toman, who have been so wonderful to agree to appear with us today for the show. And we'll find out some more on ways we can improve our relationships and how to better cope with, or I don't know if coping is the word, but better relate to those who have disabilities and to make their lives a little less difficult and challenging for them. So you're going to give us the number?
All right. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back in a few minutes, folks.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. themacateam.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Ask any questions if you have any.
So, two callers.
Okay. All right. Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee.
Maybe we're still on. Yes, I can do a reading for you if you ask a question. Pull your palm against the phone. Can I read it? That's really funny, Keith. Design.
We have Brian.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Welcome back to Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host Deborah Lee and our special guest today, Gigi and Jerry Toman. And let's get our first caller, Melanie from Pennsylvania.
Yes, let's. Thank you.
Hello, Melanie.
Hey.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you for joining us today.
Before, so thank you for having me.
What can we help you with today?
Pretty much, I don't really know what to ask besides, what do you see in my future relationship-wise?
Like, are you involved with someone now?
Yes.
You are. How is it going? Just to help me gain a little clarity about your situation. That's why I'm asking as I go to lay out your cards.
Okay. Well, I mean, we have our ups and downs like anybody else. We've been together for a while. But I kind of expect more out of what I'm getting right now.
All right. Well, this is a wonderful use of this method, which my grandmother, who taught this to me over 30 years ago, called personal prophecy. And it does only use an ordinary deck of playing cards, but the cards are very emotionally based, and they can tell us a lot about how that other person that we're, you know, very much invested in emotionally, how they really feel about us or the direction that relationship is taking. So I'm going to need just a minute here to finish laying them out.
Okay.
And she does do a 24 card layout, not just a one card pull like some people.
Well, we have Periscopers joining us too while we're doing the radio show. And a lot of them know that when they visit other readers on Periscope, it will often be just a one card draw. I prefer to do the whole layout so I can give you more than just a, you know, encapsulated response from the cards. In your case, okay, Melanie, I am seeing here that you could very easily end up with your choice of two different long-term partners. And, you know, what I find kind of ironic here is they both have entirely different outlooks on life. And I'm sure Daryl, he's looking too. What in the relationship that you are in right now, I really feel I have to say that it's never going to bring you the sense of completeness and satisfaction that you are hoping for or have hoped for. My feeling is, hon, you already kind of know this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you do. I don't like to put words in people's mouths, but I'm getting the feeling that you're going to see this through to a point where you can put a period and then move on smartly from there. And that's really the right way to do it, so that you don't hurry and rush into a new future with a new partner and then wonder what might have been. And you're dragging all this baggage with you. So what I'm sensing, though, is you are going to have you met somebody that I can refer to here, or otherwise this is somebody coming very soon into your life?
No,
have you met someone else?
I haven't met anybody. No.
You haven't? Well, keep your eyes and ears open, because you're going to turn a corner here very soon, and he's going to be right in front of you. And it's going to, right off the bat, it's going to be an awesome beginning, and a relationship's going to take hold, and then it's going to be up to you to decide, is it time to let go of what I've had so far in order to pursue something new? And I really feel you're going to ultimately go with the new one, the new partner, from what I see here. And there's a wonderful, do you see this here, Daryl? There's a section in the layout that is called Sure to Come True. And what I've found over the years is what I perceive from this designation in the reading, I've yet to, here we go, now I'm trying to say this right, I've yet to not see it come true. Okay. It's always come true is what I'm trying to say. What I see here is more than just a romance, more than just a future marriage with this new man. I'm seeing that they will actually run a business empire together. And it's awesome. Okay. It's beautiful. It's very, very prosperous.
Yes, it is.
So I think you have wonderful cards, my dear, and a very strong sense of who you are and what you need to achieve happiness for yourself. So trust your gut.
Okay. All right.
And I'd love it if you check in with us in the future so that we can see how things are going, especially after you've met this new Mr. Wonderful that's about to come into your life. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. Now, I think things are really going to happen there.
Yeah, I do too. It's going to be very interesting for her.
That's exciting.
And thank you, Gigi, for saying that. Because, yes, the beginning of a relationship is very exciting, isn't it?
It is.
It's always the most exciting part of the relationship. Except for when you realize this is going to be long-term. When you get that realization that it's going to be long term, is a very exciting moment. You want to go out and celebrate that moment.
It's been my understanding that Gigi actually proposed to you on a second date.
Yes, it's true. Yes, it was our second date, and I says, "Well, where do you see us?" And she says, "Well, I'm planning on getting married to you."
And I said, here's where I'm going to bring it back to Melanie.
Yes.
Go with your gut. I went with my gut.
You just knew.
I went with my gut.
And here we are. Well, actually, 34 years plus, because that was a year before we actually got married.
Very true.
So it's 34 plus years.
And it's so interesting that everyone in the social circle thought it would never last.
Exactly.
So you can't trust the gut of your friends either.
She had a couple of girls that bombed out on her as far as being...
Standing up for her.
Yes. And I had a guy or two that bombed on me as well. And we had to find replacements for it because they didn't believe that we could go on two dates and make a decision to get married after two dates. And it worked out. Now, I see you two looking at each other like, hey, that kind of sounds similar to our situation, is it?
Well, as I've had to admit many times on this show, I have kissed my share of frogs over the years. But the minute I opened the door to this man, Daryl, it was the very same situation. I knew I was a goner the minute I looked at him.
A goner.
I was going down.
The funny part of it is we both were thinking the same thing.
Absolutely. So that old saying that when you meet the right one, you'll know it. It is true. A lot of times we try to make the wrong partner fit into what isn't meant to be. And that's where I actually get a lot of business in terms of clients, because they're trying to make relationships
out of something
that is just not going to...
Well, or you're listening to everybody about what it should be.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It's what you believe. It's what you feel.
Right.
And what you're going to do to make it work.
You said something really just amazing during the break about what you believe in terms of marriage.
Well,
and I would love for you to repeat that.
You know, I've always believed experiential learning and based on experience. And I come from a broken family, and I always knew, it's almost like when I was a little girl, I just stomped my foot and said, when I get married, it's going to be for real. And I knew that that didn't mean all, puppies and kitties and ribbons and bows. It was going to be, it was going to be whatever you want to make it. And everything happens in my life for a reason. And I believe that that is how you have to look at it. And so when Jerry, you know, his first back surgery, okay, we rolled with that one. The second one, we rolled with that one. By the time we got to the fifth one, it was like, okay, this is what life is. God's putting it for us. Now let's deal with this. I could have thrown in the towel.
But she didn't. She has she has stuck by me like glue, and has become so important to my life that she has accepted my limitations and has not decreased her love at all.
Well, okay, but listen, I am not, you know, the Blessed Virgin, you know. There are times when I just really get frustrated and I go off and I do my thing. I write or I, you know, listen to loud music or, you know, but to take it out on him, what good is that? It's not like he's making the choice to be disabled.
Well, when you do this, you certainly don't show it to me.
Well, because you've got enough guilt in your life.
Right.
You know, thinking that you've let the family down, that you're not the man. That's not the way it is.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you both can be so honest, because a lot of people might come out here and, you know, just put on a front. But I'm not seeing that. Now, we're coming up on another break, and I believe we have another caller waiting for us.
We have a couple of them.
Oh, good.
So that'll give you two a chance to...
You can calm down now.
Yeah. And we will check back in with you after we've done these calls.
Perfect.
All right. We're going to go to a break here. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee.
And you, my darling, are intuitive co-host.
Okay. So, and our special guests today are Gigi and Jerry Toman.
Who are sharing with us their tips for success in long-term marriage, including disability. But if we have a caller in the wings.
Right. We have Tara from Massachusetts calling. How are you today, Tara?
Hello.
Hello, Tara.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in. What can I help you with today?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted a general reading. Just, I don't know, like what's going to be happening in the next 5 or 6 years.
Oh, interesting. First of all, let me ask you, are you in a career field that you enjoy?
I am.
Good, good. Are you in a relationship?
Not really. I have someone I see, but no, not really.
Okay. Do you envision the possibility of, say, marriage down the road for yourself?
Maybe, but I'm not.
Not
maybe.
Looking?
I'm not, like, I don't have to have it.
Okay. Well, Deborah's going to lay your cards out, and I don't know if you were listening earlier, but she does a 24-card layout of just playing cards and uses them as intuitive keys to open the door to see what's coming for you.
And what makes this method so incredibly empowering is that we are able to perceive the future and literally improve it while we're still in the present. For instance, during the break, when we did a Periscope reading for someone that had joined us from the UK, I was able to perceive that the new job that he had taken, the boss there was experiencing a lot of envy and insecurity toward this individual, and now armed with that information, he can keep his defenses up and not give away too much of his own intellectual property.
Yes,
that type of thing.
Yeah,
because so in your case, I feel that there is an abundant influx of financial prosperity coming your way within the time period of about 5 years. So we're going to say within that block of time, I see you enjoying an extreme amount of financial security for yourself. I also feel
that would be great.
That there's going to be some up and downs coming for you. You know, you have to realize that what I perceive about you is you live your life on a different level than most people around you. It's hard for them to fully connect with you, hon, because you are such a deep thinking and very analytical type of person, where they all tend to be more, oh, I'd say they're drifty. That's the word I'm hearing. Yeah. So in a sense, she marches to her own drummer. And that, I think, is going to be your best key for success in the future. Plus, I also feel that there is a wonderful relationship coming when you least expect it. Now, this is like stepping out of a movie in the sense of there's going to be a clash of personalities initially, not liking each other.
Okay.
Let's just say he's really going to annoy you. But he's going to burn his way into your heart is what I really see here. And it'll be that friendship thing, but it's coming through like a very odd set of circumstances where first they repel each other and then they can't get basically enough of each other. I think it'll be a very nice really exciting type of relationship that will literally set your hair on fire. This is somebody who can actually keep up with you and your own thought processes, and you're going to love it. It's like they're going to feed off each other, and it'll be a really inspiring and impassioned relationship. So I do feel the next 5 years are going to present you with an upswing, even if there are some little glitches, we'll call them, here and there. That's just a part of life. But all in all, I feel that you are moving in the direction of definitely financial security.
Nice.
Lots of money. Lots. Wow.
That's nice.
That's great. Oh.
Wow. Yes, it
that
certainly
sounds good.
And I'm so glad you called us. I hope you'll call again so we can catch up with you and find out how things are going.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so right. Welcome.
Bye.
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 Yeah, we can roll into okay. another caller.
Let's take Marcia from Massachusetts next.
Hi there. Hello.
Hello, Marcia.
Hi, I'm sorry. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
What would you like us to help you with today?
Let's see. I have a question with love, or love in general. So I'm wondering if I will find a husband within the next 5 years, and if so, how and what would he look like?
Oh, okay. I think we can work with that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think
we like them kind of readings.
Okay, you'll just have to give me a moment while I lay out your cards.
Yay.
We should get a computer program designed
right.
where it'll just
lay the cards
exactly.
out for you. It'll be a little quicker.
Yeah, but it takes all the fun out of
it. It's that
yeah.
special touch that you give them.
Yeah. Well, and as Lisa, our videographer and wonderful editor here, has pointed out, that the cards themselves are manifestation tools. And I guess in order for the manifesting that we're doing to be most powerful and complete, it probably needs that
hands-on
process.
Touch.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I agree. Our life has become so full of technology. Why would we want to continue to go that way?
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
Kids today don't know how to play except on a computer
exactly.
or on Xbox or something.
I want to tell you, as I look at your cards, that you have a very lucky future ahead for you. You are
Yay.
In a state of transformation that is going to be yeah. just, oh, wonderful. You know, this is the thing about these cards. They will show us the path to our true happiness and what we really hope for and desire. There's no reason that we can't have all that we dream of
And want.
Yes, you
yeah,
know, I
definitely.
Think that relationships in general, ones that you've observed, especially, you've looked at them with a very discerning eye and you know what you don't want. And I
yeah.
think that you're tired of all the players out there. You're tired of the game playing yo-yo.
Yeah, no games, I'm exhausted.
Real man. And you know what? There's still some out there. They haven't all been taken yet.
Oh, no.
They are far and few between.
But out here in Virginia Beach, where we are home to the largest naval base in the world, we have a saying. And that saying is, there are many fish in the sea, but very few dolphins. And you will get yourself a dolphin. There's no doubt about
Yay!
It in my mind.
Awesome.
And I do feel that there's a wedding. Definitely. I think it'll be in the midpoint of that 5 year period that you wanted me to project. I see that right now he's in the process of getting ready for you. He wants the very same things you do, hon. Seriously. And there's
awesome.
I want you to know that the plot is going to thicken here a little bit. You have there's a boyfriend from your past who is going to resurface in your life.
Uh-oh.
You know what? He hasn't changed. He's going to just try to present you a new and improved product. But trust me, inside all that packaging, it's still the same old dud of a guy.
Very true. Very true.
So don't let him
bamboozle you.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. I love your card. You've got to call us back, and we will keep doing readings for you. As far as what he looks like, I'm seeing him as cute as a bug's ear. Very boyish, good looks. He has a very youthful and exuberant spirit. Very handsome. All kinds of girls are going to be so jealous. But he'll only have eyes for you.
Yeah, so, as to hide him away.
I'm seeing like blue-eyed, blonde-haired, kind of a real outdoorsy sort of look to him. That's what I'm seeing, but you're just going to fall madly in love with each other. It would be truly a storybook relationship.
Nice reading.
I know. I like it.
Awesome. Yeah.
Wish they all could be like that.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's awesome. I guess we're coming up on another break, and if anybody wants
Thank
to
you.
Squeeze in to get a reading. Yeah. Daryl's got the...
Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. So,
yes, we will get back to Gigi and Jerry Toman
right
after break, and they're going to share with us a little bit more tips on how to not only be married, but stay married for the long term.
All right, let's go to break. We'll be right back, folks.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Francine Vail is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee.
Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
I got it.
Welcome back to our Psychic Love Doctor show with our awesomely fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, honey. And you too, darling.
Yes.
Daryl, our intuitive co-host. We have Gigi and Jerry Toman here in the studio, and they are sharing with us the secrets to longevity in marriage. They just celebrated their 33rd wedding anniversary. And I hear they will be renewing their vows.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. Now, maybe share with us, especially about disabilities on a more serious note, any tips that you would have, Gigi, in how to help others out there?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to help Jerry. I will tell him about hazards that might be coming up, but you know, like if we're walking in the street and the ground becomes uneven because he's got one foot that's without feeling. And I will say it in a way that's not going to draw attention to the disability, but more in conversation so that it's not like another jab. Realizing that people with disabilities, physical disabilities specifically, they're already feeling a little less. And they tend to put that on themselves because they're not able to do things like they did before. And so respectful approach is really important. Allowing Jerry to do as much as he can on his own, even when I'm feeling like, oh my God, he might fall, or can he really do this, or he's going to hurt later. You know, getting on the riding lawnmower, out there snow blowing. Sometimes that's very hard to do because I know that he's going to hurt. But for him, it's important to still, you know, feel a part of helping. Right, hon?
Oh, absolutely. one thing I want to go back to is My fourth back surgery, actually, I was feeling no pain prior to that fourth back surgery. But the doctor that did that surgery didn't do me any favors.
Oh.
He had just come out of treatment for cocaine abuse. And
of course they don't tell you those things.
Yeah, and I was not told that before the surgery. And I remember going back to him and saying, you know, my family practitioner said, well, Jerry, it looks like you should go on disability. And this doctor took his hand and waved it over my head. And he says, I'm not going to tell you whether you can work or not, but I cured you. And I said, oh boy. So I went and saw a different doctor down in Twin Cities of Minnesota. And he says, well, we need to fuse your back. And to fuse your back, they have to open you up front and open you in the back. And he said this was going to be a salvage operation.
Salvage. He'd be able to sit longer. He would be able to sleep longer.
Yeah.
And live longer.
Right.
Though that's how it was described.
Right.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. These things are a little bit longer. But
that was how many years ago?
That was in 2005. I had surgery that the fusion.
People looking in from the outside would say, you two look like you've adjusted beautifully. But there have to have been some real rough spots in terms of, well, dealing with medications.
Yeah.
Medications, you know, that was how many years ago?
Well,
you know, back
2005. So actually, we've got to go back to October of 2002.
He's the accountant in our family. So I need the years. Tell me the total years.
2002 is 14 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, so 14 years ago, back 14 years ago, they were handing out pills like that was candy. He would come home with jugs I mean, literally, it seemed like jugs of
painkillers,
you know, and painkillers. And now, years later, we're dealing with addiction, and they're taking them off the meds because they have such safeguards on those meds because of people that are pill seekers. It has now ruined it for those that really are in chronic pain.
Oh, I agree completely.
Yes.
Right.
So you know, one of the things that we have discovered is going to doctors together as a unit so that we can talk together, because what they see with Jerry is a person that's talking a lot about meds, and right away they're going to that label of pill seeker. Whereas right. I can go in there and say, no, here's what's happening. This is a man that used to go camping that can't camp anymore. This is a man that used to play, you know, catch with his son, and he can't do that anymore. And he can't do it at all if you don't give him something for the chronic pain. It is not a man that's making a choice. So having those advocates that are there for you to be able to specifically define what you're seeing. This is a man who we used to go dancing. We can't dance anymore, but we still dance. It's, we dance upper body.
Yeah.
you don't need the lower body.
I still sing in the shower. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And you also have to look at the financial side of things,
yes.
too. Because I owned a business, a tax and accounting business, which I had to sell. Because I could no longer sit for any period of time. So we lost about 70% of our income.
I don't doubt it.
When this yeah. happened. And
but you worked together.
Yeah, but
you worked
we
together.
Worked together. And yeah, we had to do a lot of backpedaling for many, many years. We had to backpedal. And we also had help from our family, my parents, even you guys, you know, have helped us out. So
your
you learn.
Your card readings
yeah.
have helped us.
Well,
know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
that's nice to know. I'm
well,
very...
it's given us some direction.
You're right.
You know, on which way to go.
And I love what you brought up about seeing doctors, because we've turned into a society that has really dwelled on assembly line medicine, where you're just a number that... They get
absolutely.
Reimbursed yeah. for insurance, and they're not really taking
Well, and I see yeah. that even in my career. I mean, people going into doctor's appointments, you need to go in armed. You need to have your list of what you're going to talk about. It is they're in there 10 minutes and they're out. I've had doctors that don't even come in the room.
Crazy.
It's respectful
well,
approach again.
You two have been so wonderful and such a deep well of information for us that I'd like to have you back in the future if you would both.
Absolutely.
We can do it from
sure.
your home back in Minnesota, because sure. then we will get even more into this. In the
sure.
meantime, I want to wish you 33 more beautiful years of marriage and a renewal of your vows that will only inspire greatness for the two of you.
Well, thank you,
thank
Debbie.
You very much, and thank you for having us.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
And you're just such an awesome couple.
Oh,
you
thanks.
Really, you are. Yes. I'm sure people out there are thinking, I want that. That's what my goal is, and they can have that. You just got to wait for the right one.
And work it.
And work it, baby.
I'm sorry.
And it doesn't have to be about disability either, you know.
That's
it just
right.
has to be about communication
right.
and being best friends.
And love.
And yes. love.
Come on.
On that
yes.
note, we're going to thank you again for being okay. here today. And we are going to be here next Friday.
At 5 o'clock Eastern time again.
And in the meantime, pick up the Psychic Love Doctor app, which is available free, completely free. You can give yourself readings all day and all night. It's available for smartphones, wherever you get
it. At your app store, whichever one you're using. And as she said, it's free. It gives you a reading.
Yeah.
It gives you, sometimes it's rainbows and unicorns. Other times it's mud and dirt.
But it will help to guide your path.
But it will help to guide you through your path.
Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
See y'all next week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.